This is episode 1128. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing today? I want to congratulate you if you've been with us throughout this week's series where we've been exploring every day this week, and this is the final episode in that seven-part series on beach meditations for tranquility. Many people think of the beach when they think of tranquility or escaping from their day-to-day stresses. And so for you, you've been challenged to create within your mind, visualizing yourself at the beach, meditating at the beach, walking into the water, floating on the water, breathing techniques, synchronizing your breath with the waves, mentally repeating, peace flows within you, and a mudra to help you balance the fluids within your body, as well as an herb, moringa herb, to support you as you escape to the beach. So these have been all the different techniques you've explored in this seven-part series. Well, for the final episode, I always like to guide you in a reflection as you track what worked well for you and what you may need to improve, or you still need a little additional support. And the reason why I like to share a reflection meditation technique with you at the final episode of each series is because when you reflect, you are able to pay attention to what is working for you. And so many times, it seems like it's easy just to go through a process and not really think about it too much, just to be guided through some process or to do some technique without really thinking about what kind of benefits you're receiving or how it might be working for you. So I think that it's important to track just about everything you do in your day. Track what you eat and how the food affects you, what kind of movement you give yourself and how you feel afterwards, how your conversations were and what kind of conversations best supported you, or people you spent time with, or the kind of work you did. What are ways that helped you really work in a focused way, and what made you feel really distracted? So when you track your time, your fitness, your meditation ritual, all these different parts of your life, you're going to start improving much faster when you notice what's working and what's not working. So as you settle yourself into a meditation today, or even as you go about your day, consider this week, what made you feel tranquil? Now, if you're just joining us, you may not have been guided through all the techniques we explored this week, but you surely noticed certain things about yourself this week that made you feel more tranquil. So think about what helped you in your meditation, as well as what helped you feel more tranquil that maybe didn't have to do with meditation. Maybe some other ritual or event that happened that put you in a tranquil state of mind. Go back through your week, just reflecting on what comes to mind first. And you might think of things later that also made you feel tranquil. Just notice what you know really worked pretty well for you this week. Maybe it was a breathing technique. Maybe you woke up early to do your beach meditations. Maybe you did give yourself an escape to the beach or somewhere else. And that helped you feel tranquil. Notice where you feel you could improve. Maybe you tried something that just didn't work so well, and maybe that even surprised you. Maybe you tried something and you didn't really give it your best effort. Give yourself a lot of credit for reviewing and reflecting on what didn't work, because that's often where you find and realize your most important awareness about your life. So really pay attention to what didn't work and where you still need improvement to feel more tranquil. Maybe you rushed yourself and didn't give yourself much of a chance. Maybe you were not really focused on spending time with quality people who helped you to feel supported. Maybe you felt disappointed because other parts of your life and issues and challenges kept interrupting your times of meditation and tranquility. Just notice where you felt challenged. Continue reflecting, making sure to break away at some point, letting go of the technique and your thoughts, and allowing yourself to go into your own inner stillness. If your mind wanders, follow your breath, noticing the rhythm and flow of your breath to refocus your thoughts. Do this as often as you need to go back into your own inner stillness. Even long-time meditators need to refocus their thoughts as they meditate. And if you'd like to be guided in a full half-hour meditation with the option to break off at the 15-minute point, and access to over 1,000 guided meditations, I have a membership site, a subscription meditation site at my website, sipandom.com. And there I invite you for 2 weeks free to to try out the meditations there. With each series, you get a journal that takes you a little deeper into the series. And this week's journal is a beach tranquility journal. You also get a guide with all the different meditation techniques I share with you in each series, organized and listed for you, so you can refer to them again and again. You also get access to a private Facebook group. So again, I invite you to sipandom.com if you'd like to try that out for 2 weeks free. It will soon be an app. So, as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.